Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
Islamite. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio. This is the Youth Station. I am your host, Zainab, and I have with me dear
Asma.
Asma, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you?
Zainab, I'm very good now that I'm seeing you.
You have a positive energy to me always.
You too. The same in here. My eyes get like a heart.
Wow. Alhamdulillah.
For having you here.
Yeah, thank you.
So how's everything, Zainab?
Alhamdulillah, you say. What's going on?
Thank God. We are drowned in life.
Oh.
The same as always.
Literatures are always down and poets and all.
Yes.
So, Asma, what do you think about expectations?
Too bad. Expectations are too bad.
Let's discuss something about expectations. What do you think? Which part of it we should go for?
What parents?
Parents
would want their children to be.
Yeah. So we'll discuss expectations of parents from the children.
Yes. You are parents. You can start with that.
Yeah, sure.
As a parent, do you expect too much from your children? Or do you think as they grow, you would grow your expectations?
Yeah, I think one of my friends recently taught me a very, very beautiful thing.
Which was?
Which was that I got a bed, a double bed for my kids. And then, I don't know, the best of the mattresses, the best of the coverings. And the coverings, and that was so expensive for me because the coverings were that of, I don't know, some the ones the
nowadays,
kids like.
Nowadays, everything is expensive.
No, especially the teddy bears, the McQueen kind of thing. So I just covered them the way they wanted it, in a much better way they wanted it. And one of my friends was making a video call and she told me like, wow, that's so nice. What a bed covering and all. I said, yeah, I made a lot of efforts and I hope they remember this tomorrow, that how many efforts their mom made.
Oh, so you do it so that they remember it.
So yeah, like she pointed out to this, like, don't do things that they remember things.
Yes.
Do things for Allah, you know? Why are you doing things for that they remember?
But it's very difficult to do things without return.
I was in a normal phase of expecting that they remember my efforts. But my friend gave me a wake-up call to not do things that they remember. Because if tomorrow they do not remember, you will get hurt.
Exactly.
And don't do things for kids to
usually
kids
the
remember.
One who has expectation is the one who's going to end up hurt.
Yeah,
who's
end
going
up with
to
hurts.
End up like heartbroken.
Expectations always end up in hurting you.
Expectations hurt.
And even I remember, like, my son was 8 months old when I dropped him to a...
So tiny they were.
Yeah. I just he had a nursery school, I must say, a play school.
Mm-hmm.
And my class was exactly behind, like, upstairs. And he was downstairs in a play school. And I went every 15 minutes to see him. Every 15 minutes.
And like all the mothers do.
Yeah. And my friends used to tell me, you are killing yourself going there again and again and again. And I again told them the same line. If I die tomorrow, tell my kids your mom made so many rounds. You know?
So God forbid that.
I think one of the expectations that every parent has is to the efforts that they made, they want them to remember by the kids. This is one of the expectations. I personally as a parent think the parents have. But at the same time, I have realized that this expectation is very bad because they are not going to remember everything.
Yes.
How do I expect my 8-month-old that I dropped in a play school to remember how many rounds I make?
That would have an effect on them, trust me. Now, whatever my mom or my dad, they have done, maybe I was very much like a kiddo. I don't remember anything of it. But the passion that is built between us is so strong.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That would still leave that would leave a fingerprint in their heart. The thing is that we should not expect too much from our children.
I want that fingerprint to become much bolder. Mm-hmm. As a parent, I yes. don't want this fingerprint to remain a fingerprint. I want this to become a little bolder. Not I as a parent, because my yes. kids are too small. We as youth, as friends, we used to get sometimes very disappointed with our parents because they expected us to tell things which we were not able to share yes. with them, you know. When you reach a certain age, especially in your teens, you love to spend more time with your friends than your parents. And that's natural.
Yes.
I think parents should give this space to their children.
Also, sometimes I'm not very much with that notion that says be friend with your children, because that friendship, you
because
have to pay a lot
gap.
For
How
it.
How can you be? There's a generation gap. You cannot yeah. be. You cannot yeah. be. You can be. You can be. But you cannot be the friend of his age.
Yes.
You have a generation gap with you.
Just give them a space to
give
tell you
space.
Everything.
Give them space.
To feel free, to feel at home with you.
And more important thing is that be much important thing that is you are giving them space. The much important thing that you as a parent have to focus is that how I'm nurturing my child.
Yeah.
Am I teaching him to be responsible? Have I taught him to be not
that
to be a liar?
That is really important. Really.
Not to be unjust.
As much as you expect them, you have to teach them things.
No, no. If you teach them the notion of being fair enough, being just enough, mm-hmm. being responsible enough from the very beginning of yes. their life, you can leave them like a free bird once they are like grown older. You know, once they enter into their teens and all, you are very much sure about your nurturing portion, how you nurtured them.
Yes.
How you educated them, what you taught
this
them.
This is the fruit of the tree you planted.
Exactly. So when this person is going out in a society and making a friend, he, as a responsible person, will make a responsible friend. Stay tuned to IRIV English Radio.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
So just for those who joined us recently, I'm going just to give you the gist, a hint of what we're talking about. We're talking about the expectations of parents from their children. Now, one is for them to remember everything their parents are doing.
Remember their efforts.
Yes, remember their effort. Their youth, they are spending their youth on them.
Have you ever heard like parents telling their children, you're behaving with me like this, you don't remember, I did this for
yes.
you, I did that
yes,
for you?
Yes, that's very normal. That's their normal of parenting.
Yeah, because they want you to remember.
Yes, and also I think respect is very important.
Yeah.
They want respect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That happens a lot. We see that a lot. Being respectful is so important.
Yeah.
After all, they're people who are going to get older. You have to be patient with them. I mean, the parents.
Yeah.
Once they were young and now they're growing and they're getting old. And they expect you to respect them a lot and a lot. Because as they grow, we grow with them.
We grow with them.
But at the same time that we're getting busy, they need more of attention.
I think the parents today, mm-hmm. what they expect from the children is that we wish they kept this device, this phone, this screen aside for a moment and they spent these few moments with us.
Oh, yes.
Discussing with us.
Leave your phones aside and go for your parents.
That's one of the...
Share a cuddle with your parents.
Yeah. That's really one of the biggest
yes.
expectations parents have, that we wish our kids eat food with us.
Being kind is so important. At
yeah.
all ages, giving the choice between good and kind, between right and kind, I always... side with kind, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
I would love to be kind. That's a much better choice than anything else.
Yeah, true.
Do not invest on them so much.
Invest on them so much. Do not
yes.
expect the things that you are pretty sure that your son mm-hmm. or your daughter won't be, you know, coming up with that. Do not expect. That's how you get hurt, basically. Mm-hmm.
Yes, since we're talking about the expectations of parent, also we have this... phrase in the Holy Quran, which tells "Wabil walidayni ahsana."
Ahsana, yeah.
That means be kind with your parents.
Be kind to your parents.
Regarding the kindness that we talked about. Yes, do good to them. Whenever I tell my mom that, for example, those parents are bad, they are not doing their children well, she tells me, don't say that. There is no parent in this world.
No parent can be bad.
Yes, who is bad. She has nurtured that child, or he has brought up that child into this world.
She's gone through that path. She went all through those thorns and all. So you cannot just judge. Quran tells you only if they are not inviting you to be kafir, they are not inviting you to be a non-believer. Only at that point you don't have to listen to them.
To disobey them. Only at that time you have the right to disobey them.
Otherwise you have to obey. Like Quran is teaching you to be obedient. So your parents expecting you to be obedient is natural
because
enough.
Because after all, they have given you life, you know.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a choice in terms of choosing a partner. Mm-hmm. You have choice. You can choose a partner of your own choice in this world. You cannot blame Allah tomorrow. Like, you did this. You gave me this partner and all. There's complete choice. But in terms of parents, he knows who can parent better with which child. So he made this parent-child relationship. I think when Allah is saying certain things in Quran, like to be obedient to your parents, parents expecting you to be obedient is obvious.
And also there are so much of advices and recommendations from Ahlul Bayt. They have always recommended us to be kind to our parents, to respect them, our mother, our father.
To visit them.
Yes,
once you're,
to pay them
once
visit.
You are grown up. And you are living
and
a separate life.
And we have so much of stories, you know, in our Islamic heritage about respecting parents, returning all the goodness they've done to us.
Yeah, I think the worst expectation, we were talking about expectations of parents with their children. I think the expectation that parents have that I'm making all these efforts and I want my kid to do all these efforts for me tomorrow. That's a bit natural, but the most expectations are in materialistic form.
Oh.
Like, I am spending a lot of money to send my son or daughter to learn something, but I'm at the same time expecting that once she'll be doing job over there, once he'll be doing job over there, and then they'll be sending me money from there to take care
of me. At the age when they do not have the ability to do anything.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a responsibility of a child. Once you keep that as expectation, that's not good.
Yes, that would
not
hurt
give it as
because maybe they don't do
just
that.
Just think they are sources, but the direct giver is Allah.
Exactly.
The one who is providing you, the one who is giving you is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If your child is not able to pay you back, if he's not able to earn enough and give you back, let him live his life.
Yeah.
Let him take care of his wife.
Yes, yes.
Allah is yours.
Forget
their
parents.
He gives food to an insect living under a stone.
Exactly.
So why can't
he would never forget a single being in this universe.
Exactly. Never. Like, he does not forget insects, Asma. Mm-hmm. Everyone, every creature. So I must see this thing and I must depend and expect more and more and more from Allah. Allah is Rahim. He is Rahman. He's the giver. He's the best giver. So
actually,
the more
it's very
I expect
nice.
From him...
You're saying the parents should pin their hopes on God, on Allah, not on their children.
And
once they
pin that, you know what happens?
They would do everything for him, and they know there's no return.
Allah returns in the best of the ways.
Yes, and he would return it in the best. And also...
Maybe through your children. Maybe through your children, And the most of the times he returns you through things through your children.
But sometimes children become the test of their parent, you know?
Yeah.
It's not always like, I do this and it would be returned to me. No, sometimes you do everything in your power and then you get the reverse. That's it. It's all the time we've got.
So I think overall, what we said was that we must expect things as parents, but not expect unnecessary things. The most of our hopes and expectations should be that from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly.
And,
yes.
And if we want to expect something really from our kids, the same things that Quran has said, obedience.
Yes, obedience.
Obedience.
Be kind to your parents and do them good.
Ihsan, to be very kind to your parents, to be good to them.
Yes, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. You're listening to
IRB English Radio.
Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullah.
Wa barakatuh.